Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what it do?
Oh,
what's up? Good Friday. How's everybody doing?
Happy Halloween.
How are we doing? Happy Halloween to you.
I think we're the only two that didn't dress up. So,
yeah. Schulte didn't.
Well, I guess as a show. I think all the other shows dressed up.
What did we have? What do we got?
I think.
Anything cool?
Sprague had a pretty good one. He went as Elliot from E.T. He had the hooded sweatshirt and they had the little basket with E.T. in front of it. That was pretty solid. Patrick had
I saw Danny. He wasn't dressed up.
Yeah, he was. He bought something from Spirit Halloween. I don't know. He had some sort of. It was like a beer can or something. I don't know. And then Patrick was the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. And then I don't know.
I love it.
Sure. Go go Halloween. I haven't seen many costumes today as I've been out and about. I didn't see anyone kind of dressed up or out milling around, but I'm sure people are, you know, amongst their happy, merry Halloween ways.
Yeah. Well, it's getting down to crunch time where the kids are probably getting suited up right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're getting home from school, so probably some kids are going to do the early trick or treat.
Yeah.
Plus,
the littles.
I think the atmospheric river comes around 6 tonight.
Oh, no.
So you got to get out. You got to hit
rain?
It. You got to hit it early. Yeah. I think it's supposed to just like dump.
Hoping it was going to get pushed off, but yeah, it looks like 40% chance it's 6 p.m. 40? Yeah. Oh, that's not bad.
No, but I guess when it comes tonight, it's...
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
Why didn't we dress up?
I have not dressed up in probably 20, 15-ish years.
Is it a little bah humbuggy of us to not dress up?
No, I just think there's nothing wrong with costume person. I appreciate it. I know Sprague every year is a big costume person. You know, I got
what
costume.
What do you think that is?
I don't know.
Like, what is that about?
I'm a big believer of whatever, anything you can add to some whimsy in your life, do it. And if that's your idea of whimsy, it's like flair. We encourage more. I don't know.
Does it say something about a person if they are really excited about dressing up for Halloween?
I think they just like Halloween.
And does it say something about a person if they don't like to dress up for Halloween?
I don't think so, because I like Halloween. I'm just not a... This is my Halloween, like, why I don't dress up. One, if you're going to dress up, make it cool and creative. I do not understand the go to Spirit Halloween and buy, like, a dumb costume for, like, if you're going to do it, do something cool and unique. And I just don't, I don't know. I don't want to put that much thought into it. Or you're that person that, like, if, you know, for the gals, you just want to dress slutty and get away with it. Or guys, a lot of guys do the, I just want to, like, an excuse to take my shirt off and be like, look how manly and tough I am.
Look at my shoulders.
Yeah, it's like a weird, I haven't been able to kind of thread that needle of actually finding something that I think is creative and cool. It's just weird. I just have never been able to find the sweet spot. And I just don't. But I always liked when my kids dressed up. I remember more of my kids' costumes, and some of them were great. Like, I remember, like, the ones where I looked at, I was like, oh, that's adorable. I just have never been an adult costume guy.
Well,
but I like the festive nature of it, and you know, you get some spooky music, and you get the candy and the kids, and you know, have at it.
Do you get spooked?
Ooh. I like horror movies.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I have the top five ghost movies here.
Okay,
in honor of
I like good ones. I mean,
the Halloween.
I love the original Halloween, and then the Rob Zombie Halloween.
Oh.
I really like too. I thought they did a really nice job in rebooting that with the 7 foot Michael Myers. There's a great scene in the Rob Zombie one where he's in the bathroom, and there's a guy and a gal, and they're hiding from Michael Myers, and the gal is like cowering in the stall with her feet up, and he reaches over and he drops a handful of teeth just at her feet.
Whoa.
And it is like,
that is very Rob Zombie-esque.
It is chilling. And I just thought, if you could think of the scariest thing, you know, there's a guy, you know, out to kill you. You're hiding in a bathroom. And to let him know that he's letting you know that he's there, I was like, what's the scariest thing you could do? I think dropping your friend's teeth over the top, that was just a baller move. Like, I appreciate that. Rob Zombie does a great horror movie.
Yeah, this is ghost movies.
Yeah.
And so, it's from Ranker. So it's
so it's not just horror movies. It's
ghost
movies. Specifically ghost movies.
Yeah. So number five is The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, solid.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a scary movie, but that's a classic.
Yeah, it's a kind of an unsettling.
Yeah.
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 Number four is The Conjuring.
I've seen The Conjuring. Solid.
Number three is Ghost.
Oh, the old Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a funny one.
Let's
honestly
get it on with pottery.
Yeah.
But
you
also,
Ghost was funny. Yes. A ghost making pottery with the main character. It's a weird
ghost
movie,
was
man.
Funny.
Yes. Number two is my favorite. Poltergeist.
Poltergeist is great,
dude. That movie freaked me out.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
They're here. Yeah. Poltergeist is great.
And number one, can you guess it?
Number one ghost movie.
I think it's pretty.
Is it pretty obvious?
It's pretty universal. The Shining.
Oh. Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All work and no play. The bartender in Shining, and I get you have the red rum and the little kids, but the bartender telling him, first off, kudos to the bartender. The bartender in the red bartending outfit, God, that is such a classic look.
Yeah, doesn't he have a tux?
Yeah, it's like the red kind of,
it's like the velvety tux.
Yeah, like Isaac from
Love Boat.
Like that traditional bartender look. Hey, Nicholas and Seth, my bartenders, how about we put a little more effort?
No one's going to wear a tux to bartend in Portland, Oregon?
Are you kidding me? Kind of want
them
to. But yeah, the bartender, the ghost bartender convincing Jack to go all stabby, that's classic. Dr. Sleep's not bad, which is the follow-up to that, is pretty solid. And if you want a good, I don't know if you would necessarily call this ghost, but Oculus is really good about a haunted mirror. Can't recommend it enough. Or if you want a good ghost and it's a series but not a movie, go watch The Haunting of Hill House. And I think that's on Netflix. Excellent. Really, really, really well done.
All right. Well, hope everyone...
I like a good spooky movie.
Having a great Halloween out there.
Yeah.
Wifey and
dry.
I watched Scream last night. So
oh, yeah, there you go.
I saw that Scream 7 is coming out.
Dude, they just keep making those things.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
they
I think
out,
Neve
man.
Campbell's in it still.
Is she?
I think. I thought I saw her.
It's like Neve Campbell and then the Courtney Cox and...
Now, are those still good? Because those were sneaky good.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in years.
Who's still alive? Like, who's left to actually be
in
the movie?
I think they've passed the torch to the little Wednesday girl, the Jenna Ortega, who's now kind of taken on any sort of... Like she's the queen of anything.
She's
like,
the queen of Scream.
Yeah, macabre right now. So I think she's now in all of those. Mm. But I haven't seen... I think I stopped watching maybe after... Two or three screens.
Three. I think the third one.
Yeah, you're like,
they kind of got funny.
Yeah, it's like,
I think it was the third one.
You can't, you know.
Yeah, they almost
can.
They almost like parodied themselves.
They
it was
did.
Weird.
But it was still, I think it was pretty well done though.
Yeah.
Like four. I like Scream 4. I don't know why, but the fourth one was okay.
I wouldn't know the difference, but.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen anything past.
That opening scene though in the first one.
Ooh. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Where she's in the house.
Drew Barrymore.
Dude.
Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah.
Really, really. I mean, there's some really good modern horror movies. Heredity was pretty good. That people like. The Paranormal Activity movies are pretty solid and will give you a little freaky
like
freak. You don't like those?
Well, I didn't even see the second one. I saw the first one.
The Ring was the first Ring is a classic. That little girl climbing out of the TV.
Yeah.
That'll get you.
That's a little poltergeisty.
Yeah, that'll freak you out a little bit.
Like, you know, when the screen goes all fuzzy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the little lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little girl climbing out and just is like out of that well and she's all like,
oh, I was talking about Poltergeist.
Oh,
the little lady in Poltergeist.
Yes, but yeah, you're right. It's the same.
Same idea.
Same sort of idea.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
So there's some hot horror movie talk.
So I've gathered neither of you will be going out dressed up tonight.
No.
Again, I have not dressed up in...
Jesus.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I mean, it's been...
What can I do to get you guys to dress up for Halloween? What can I do?
Well, why would I dress up?
Like, I don't know. I've had... Halloween parties. I've invited the staff. Like, I'm just trying to let's go.
But even if I went to a Halloween party, I don't think I would dress up.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to a Halloween party. No, exactly. Because I just don't. I don't know.
It's not your thing.
I get it.
Everybody does holidays in different ways. I'm not going to knock the way somebody celebrates Christmas.
But that's exactly. Like if I go to a Christmas party, I don't wear a Santa suit. I'll be happy to go to. Like, you might get me to a Halloween party and, like, give me like a witch hat or something. I'll throw one of those.
You look like an ICE agent today. You could just tell somebody that you're dressed as an ICE agent. You got the black stocking cap, black t-shirt.
All you really need is, like, a tactical vest. Or if you just gave
me a mask.
You just give me a red hat and a flag and that's the easiest thing. If you just, all I need is a red hat and an American flag and you know what I'm going as. Maybe like a can of pepper spray or something. But again, those seem like very low-hanging fruit. If I was going to do a costume, I would actually want to do something that's worthwhile.
All right, guys. Well, big show.
Friday show,
we got Joey. I don't know if he's a Halloween guy, but we're going
to
find out.
I bet you Joey's... I think we've talked to Candy. He seems like a Halloween family sort of... That seems like the family...
Well, he's
like,
a family man.
And that's the thing. Families usually go all out for those sorts of things.
Especially when they, you know... They live in a great neighborhood like Joey. And
yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like peer pressure because your neighbors are all decorated and everything looks great. And you go set out on your porch with the drink and, try to one-up each other.
I could see that.
Is that the neighborhood where everyone's giving out the full-size candy bars?
I don't know, but...
Probably.
I've been to his place. That seems like a very...
Yeah, you want to go trick-or-treating.
Very good trick-or-treating neighborhood. But I'm not sure that it is because I think nowadays, don't parents take their kids...
Some of them.
They go to certain places like the malls or the trunk or treat or they go to.
I think there's still some. We got a text from the other day from someone saying out in Battleground said they like their kids clean up out there. Maybe smaller like suburbs.
Battleground. Well, there's nice. I mean, Battleground's nice.
Yeah, I got nice areas out there. Yeah.
Go to all those big houses out there.
Well, but those are usually spread out. You probably want to go to more condensed neighborhoods.
Well, that's where I mean, you're talking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want.
You gotta go bang
say
for,
where Joey lives, but.
Yeah. Bang for the buck, man. It's
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like.
Maybe an apartment complex somewhere you can probably tick off a lot at once.
Yeah, I don't want to climb stairs.
That's true. But I remember like every now and then when we'd go trick-or-treating in La Center, we'd have like some families that would set out like the alcohol station, you know, for the parents or maybe some hot cocoa with, a little something extra, you know, put in there. It's, you know, the people that go all out, I appreciate it. We had one guy do a full-on like Halloween, he like dressed as Michael Myers and like the garage door would open and they had the music and the strobe light. I appreciate those that love Halloween and go all out. I like you.
All right. Well, guys, like I said, big show with Joey Harrington on today. We will do all kinds of cool, hot sports talk that you've grown accustomed to here.
Sports. Yeah, we could go as sportsmen.
Yeah, I'm dressed as a sports talk host. Do I look like a sports talk host?
Well, Schultzy could be dressed as a Mariner fan, but again, that's just Schultzy every day.
You know, Schultzy saying I look like a sports talk host is actually kind of insulting.
Why? You wear golf clothes every day. No, I'm not saying you're like a fat, lazy dude.
Yeah,
you
just look... like because the traditional sports talk host.
It's not the best of.
Is like, I'm trying to think of a person.
Don't, you know.
Well, I just mean like a celebrity or something. I know. Who was the funny guy? Artie Lang. That's traditional sports talk guy. Yeah. Although he wasn't that.
No.
But
yeah, you could see that.
That type of guy.
Sure.
And I
So now my feelings are hurt.
Well, it is true. When you go down to like a national championship game or whatever, and you see the pool of media, and they're all shoving each other out of the way to get to the free buffet, it can be a little alarming where you're
sad.
Oh my God, that's my...
It's sad.
And everyone's wearing free gear, right? It's whatever free polo they were handing out at the time, they're all wearing that. And then they're like, maybe they're giving out like a pair of crappy sunglasses as like the door prize. And everyone is just like, oh my God, $40 sunglasses. I need nine. It's
And yet everyone thinks they're different.
Yeah.
They're not like that. I don't know. Now I'm just regretting all my career choices.
I wasn't trying to insult you, brother.
Well, now you just really... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man. It's Halloween. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's going to be great not opening the door for the kids tonight.
You just reminded me. That means tomorrow I get to start listening to Christmas music. Like, Halloween's over.
Whoa.
Oh, November right into 1. November.
Really?
I'm a November 1 guy.
Well, I think that's when they thaw out Michael Bublé. And, you know,
do they start flipping the all Christmas stations next week?
Yeah.
Or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, November.
Not like necessarily tomorrow, but like I can go onto Hallmark's channel, watch Christmas movies already.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
Oh, dude, Thanksgiving is just it's a road apple now on the way to Christmas.
Well, there's no Thanksgiving music.
No. But if you go to, like, I was at Lowe's the other day, and they've got all of the Christmas stuff up. When you walk in, front and center, all the Christmas stuff.
We need Thanksgiving music?
You got, I think Sandler did a Thanksgiving song.
Okay, there's one.
I think there's one.
Should we just play that on loop then? Or?
Yeah, other than that, I don't know what you got. You got Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's a Thanksgiving movie.
I'm like, if you were to play Thanksgiving music, what would you play? Like, what's a Thanksgiving playlist?
Oh, God, I don't know, man. I don't know what's what's the vibe on.
What is the vibe?
I think the vibe is Christmas. I mean, it's pre-holiday. I don't know how you would vibe Thanksgiving. I don't know what you would do. Like, if I had to put together a Thanksgiving playlist for, like, a Thanksgiving dinner, I don't know. I think maybe, like a non-traditional crooner. Like, could you get, like, Mel Torme? Like, maybe some Frank Sinatra for some reason? I don't know. Like, I'm thinking steakhouse, but that's not really Thanksgiving. It's kind of like a mellow vibe, but I want to be drunk because I don't want to be around these people. I don't know what you do with it.
Hmm. I don't either. I am looking at a list of the 25 most famous Thanksgiving songs,
mm-hmm.
and I know none of them.
Is there, like, nothing that, like, rings a bell?
Well, Neil, I guess I know Harvest Moon.
That's a Thanksgiving song?
Neil Young. Well, I think people are trying to make it a Thanksgiving song. Mm.
Yeah, anything about...
Led Zeppelin, Thank You. Yeah, Beastie Boys, Gratitude.
I think there's anything, again, we're just anything
we're just kind of corkscrewing stuff in there.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
Oh,
no.
Stop it.
No. Right out.
See, this is our point. Yeah. Maybe this is a niche.
Mary Chapin Carpenter has a song called Thanksgiving Song.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs called Thanksgiving. Yeah. There's Thanksgiving by George Winston. There's Thanksgiving Prayer by Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Theme by Vince Guaraldi.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, this
Vince Guaraldi Trio.
So what
Vince Guaraldi, that's the Charlie Brown composer.
Okay.
So what you're saying is there is a giant hole in the market if someone wants to jump up and grab.
I think it should be you and I. I think we should. This is our bit. Thanksgiving music.
A crooner right here.
Yeah. We got Schultzy.
Let's do it.
Someone saying thank you for Alanis Morissette. We're just anything that says thank you.
Yeah. Thankful by Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I'm not. I don't want to listen to any of this.
Some song by Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. You lost me.
Are you kidding me?
No.
All right. Let's get started. Will the World Series end tonight? And does the World Series get big ratings on Halloween? Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Well, we got another World Series game tonight. This one's game six, although it seems like game 16, doesn't it?
It does feel like this has been going on for a while. But I think now, finally, I think it's sunk in. And you were talking about this. There's this always the sense that the Dodgers weren't going to lose this series and that they would just wear out Toronto. And I think people have finally kind of come around to the notion the Blue Jays can do this. Like the Dodgers don't look like this dominant squad. And I think there's a pucker factor there now. Although if you're trying to unpucker, you can't do much better than having Yamamoto on the mound.
Well, I certainly sold the Blue Jays short. Yeah. I will definitely admit that.
I think a lot of people did.
Well, I think the odds makers did. I mean, if you look at these games, and I follow this stuff, I don't always bet it, but I like to look at it. The Blue Jays, until now, big underdogs.
Yeah.
Pretty much all the time.
Yes.
And it's really, I mean, it's pretty inexplicable what's happened with the Dodgers. And this is not to take any credit away from the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. They are hitting 201 in this series, the Dodgers.
Yeah.
201.
See, they moved Betts again?
Yeah, now he's only hitting fourth.
They moved him down.
But they, you know, I mean, that's crazy. They hit 253 in the regular season. Mm-hmm. They're batting 214 since the wild card round.
Yeah.
They have four runs in 29 innings.
It's not good. And then you throw on top.
And by the way, the Blue Jays ranked 19th in team ERA this year.
It's not a dominant pitching staff.
That's the thing about it. But this is why they play the games, man. It's like,
Well, that's what
lace
I said.
Them up. When
you go into a series and everyone's picking one side,
it's not over.
It's clearly not. If Yamamoto does Yamamoto things tonight and they get to a game seven, then, you take all bets are off. And then that's a coin flip. But I think you have to feel pretty good about a team that won 90 games and was one of, if not the best team in baseball most of the year. And now you got two at home to close it out and the Dodgers can't hit. The bullpen's shaky as hell. And I mean, does it say something that the Dodgers' fate rests in a guy being able to basically throw a complete game or at least go 7.5 or 8 innings for the third straight time? I mean, and I know he has been great. That is asking a lot. And the idea that it's a given that he's going to go out and do this again,
Well, no, their bats got to wake up.
Yes.
So, and you know, the thing about the Dodgers is they have really good bats.
Yes.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
I just don't think it's good when you're up against it and you're now having to move another former MVP around in the lineup again because you're trying to find something.
Dude, they're just slumping.
Yeah.
Even Otani. I mean, since the walks, he hasn't looked good at all.
No.
I mean, so, it's been... you know, maybe the Blue Jays celebrate tonight.
It'd be something.
In Toronto.
I guess it would be Canada's first because the wouldn't be their first title in a while because the Raptors won not too long ago.
Yeah, the Raps. Hey, do you know who owns the Blue Jays?
Molson Coors? No idea.
I don't know. I don't know who owns it.
I was reading about him today. His name is Edward Rogers of Rogers Center.
Yeah. By the way, every building in Canada is basically the Rogers Center.
Yeah.
Where the Canucks play is the Rogers Center. Where the Edmonton Oilers play is the Rogers Center. And I believe SkyDome is now the Rogers Center.
Yeah, it's not SkyDome. It's Rogers Center.
So there is three major
with R E instead of E R.
Yes,
which I find weird. But
I just think it's odd that you have that many of these big sports complexes in Canada, and they're all the Rogers Center.
So he is the second wealthiest owner in baseball behind your boy Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
And Rogers Communications, so it's a telecommunications company. Yeah. They are everything up there. They're enormous.
When you go into Canada, literally every other sign is a Rogers sign.
Right, and a lot of Americans may not know that, but Rogers Communications is just, it's a ginormous entity, and he is Mr. Rogers. He is, what did I say his name was? Edward Rogers.
He's
the head of it. But what they said about him was, he was for years really hands off and didn't really care about the Blue Jays because they were just a line item. Yeah. Like that's how rich
it didn't matter.
Yeah, dude, he didn't care about them. But what he has learned, he says over the last 10 years, and he was quoted in this article I was reading about him. He finally said, investing in sports is like the best content to own in today's day and age, and I'm going to do it. So he committed not only to growing the Blue Jays pillar of the business, he went and bought the Leafs and the Raptors. He owns, and the MLS team. He owns all of the sports in Toronto.
I think that's kind of awesome.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Well, and this is why it's a little disingenuous when you talk about, not you, but some of the national media members, guys, including, you know, two of the big national hosts were trying to build this as like small market versus the evil empire. We mentioned, depending on what you want to look at, it's either the fifth or the seventh biggest payroll in Major League Baseball. Toronto is one of the largest cities in North America. And you just stated this is the second richest owner behind the Mets owner.
Yeah.
So can we stop this? This is not the Edmonton Oilers, a small market Canadian team. This is not. Toronto is a massive city with a massive payroll.
Yeah, for sure. And the other, what's weird about them though, is and they courted Otani and they courted Soto, but they don't really have any stars besides Vlad.
Vlad, and he was homegrown.
Like they just don't. They're a weird team because if they win this, this might be the biggest upset since, like, D-backs over Yankees.
Yeah, that was
2001.
That was a huge one.
A lot of people cite the Reds over the A's way back in 1990 when they swept them.
Yeah.
And either of the Marlins World Series could be considered an upset as well.
Yeah, who'd they beat? The Indians?
The Marlins, the first one they beat the Indians, that was the Jose Mesa Indians and all those. And the second one
they beat the Yankees, didn't they?
In 03.
They beat the Yankees?
I don't remember that one.
I'm
looking here at...
Well, by odds. So I looked at
the Yankees.
It was the Yankees, yeah. By odds, they only go back the last 15 years, the list I saw. The only bigger upset would be the Nationals over the Astros, which was in 2019. The Astros were actually a bigger favorite to win that World Series than the Dodgers were to win this one at the start of it. But, I mean, this is a huge upset. But the thing about it is, it's like, you know how you do this with, well, baseball fans do this. We go, oh, how many players can you name from the 1990 Reds?
Sure.
Or the 2001 Diamondbacks? Dude, this one, if the Blue Jays finish this off...
Yeah.
In 30 years, this one's going to be a tough one. How many players can you name from that Blue Jays team?
There will be one.
Dude, there are a bunch of no names.
It will be Vlad Guerrero and...
Well, George Springer.
You might... Yeah, Springer and maybe Bichette simply because of... You'll do the, his dad.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
So anyway, they said that Edward Rogers... So once he committed to sports, he has now... They said... Well, they...
this article said that Mark Shapiro, who is the president of the Blue Jays, he would represent the Jays at owners' meetings. Like, Rogers did not, he just was not there. He didn't care. But now he does, and so they're crediting just this one little flip of the baseball management team now having to answer to him as the reason why the Blue Jays are finally maybe going to get over the top here. That was the big, there was like one move, and it was him saying, I want to be involved, I'm going to buy everything sports, and now I want to go out and get Shohei Ohtani.
So he kind of went Phil Knight, and he's like, hey, what do we need to do in order to win?
A little bit.
And by the way, again, I wanted to look it up to make sure I was accurate, but to the national media guy that was claiming that small markets are having their moment here, Toronto is the fourth largest city in North America. It would be the third largest city in the United States. Mexico City is one, New York City is two, Los Angeles is three, and then Toronto.
So, wait, who was that?
That was Colin.
Oh, Cowherd?
Colin
was saying that about Toronto?
He was making this big old push that small markets are having their day, and it's no longer about large markets, and it's no longer about big budgets. And the Blue, and I was sitting there listening to that being like, what? Like, I was like, Toronto is a massive city. And I want to look, and then that's when I looked up their payroll, and I was like, it's the fifth largest payroll in Major League Baseball, and it's the fourth largest city. And since we don't have a team in Mexico City, that is the third largest market in Major League Baseball. So spare me. Now, if you want to go Oklahoma City, that's fine, but you can't throw Toronto. We think everything north of the border, like, that's how insulting, like, we treat Canada. It's like, well, it's Toronto. I don't know. Who on earth would want to go to Toronto? A lot of people. It's a great city.
Does the World Series get a big number on Halloween night?
I would assume so.
Would that affect? Does Halloween affect?
I do remember, like, back in the day, going trick or treating with my kids and seeing the World Series on and all that. I mean, that was like, you would like look through the window, or you'd ask if like someone answered the door. You're like, hey, real quick, let me what's going on in there?
Yeah, if anything, I think it'll be higher rated because people will just put it on.
People be home.
Yeah, well, and more often just in the background.
Yeah.
So stuff happening.
I think there'll be a lot of people sitting at home and just, you know, you flip on the World Series. I unfortunately have to go to the Blazers tonight. And I am hoping that in the little area we're at, there will be a TV. If not, it will be on my phone.
Like you said, you have to go
It's not.
I have to go.
This was not
covering the team.
Clearly.
Bringing back sound for us for the post-game show.
I got my mini disc player. I'm going to be there. It's the Nuggets. Should be a good game.
The Nuggies?
Yes.
Yeah, should be a good game.
This was
should it be a good game?
Shockingly, it was not my idea to go to the Blazer game on Halloween.
I'm mad at the Blazers, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Your Zers?
My Zers, yeah. I bet
above
on them.
Above 500?
Well, I bet on them against the Lakers, and they covered and won. Mm-hmm. And then I bet on them against the Jazz. And they were up 21 points.
Almost gacked it away.
And they lost. I think I had a minus three. Mm. They won. They were up 21 points in the fourth quarter, and they won by two.
Mm. Yeah, that was a crappy backdoor cover by the Jazz.
This will not stand. Drew Holiday, if that is your real name.
He's having a nice little moment here.
Well, he didn't in the fourth quarter in Utah, okay?
Sorry. I bet. Is this the sort of thing where you can get on him and then he could, you know... Who was the NBA guy that was saying that the abuse that people take about their bets? There was someone just made headlines just the other day where they were talking about this. They're like, was it Jaylen Brown? Said that the NBA has to protect him because of all the vitriol coming from gamblers.
I bet they do get that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
From people.
Yeah, and they like athletes have said, like, guys send them Venmo requests and they curse at them. Not because they won or lost, because they screwed them over in a, you know, in a parlay or whatever.
Hey, Chip Kelly would have paid him.
Yeah. By the way,
you guys shut up.
From an odd standpoint, they're saying that the biggest upset in World Series history was Mets Orioles 1969, and they went number two was Nationals Astros 2019.
Well, I know I just said that.
Yeah, I was just interested that was the by odds the Nationals 19-31 at one point.
Yeah,
in that season,
and the Astros were awesome.
Yeah,
back then,
and then they went Cubs Cleveland.
They're not now though.
The Cubbies winning in 2016.
Was that a huge upset?
And then Diamondbacks, Yankees.
That one was. We know
and
that.
Marlins, Indians are their top
five.
Well,
the 88 Dodgers that was an upset. The A's were awesome.
Yeah.
Dennis Eckersley was unhittable, and Gibson hobbles up there. And
they beat him in what, five?
Pops one? I don't remember.
It didn't go long. I think it was a five-game series.
All right, World Series Game 6 tonight in Toronto. The Jays can close out the Dodgers.
I hope they don't.
I hope they don't, too, because then we get Game 7 tomorrow night.
Yeah, I want Game 7.
Dude.
No offense, I don't want to be watching it on my TV from Moda. I want to, dude, you know, that's a bar game for me.
Let's get to this weekend in football. Coming up next, here's Schultzy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Apparently we get Bills Chiefs again.
Yes, we do.
Does it seem like they play every year in the regular season?
I think they've played 5 times in the regular season with the Mahomes, Allen and Holmes, I think is 7-ish years. So
isn't that a lot for a non-divisional
game? I think when the NFL is scheduling these things, I mean, this is marquee. And I think the Bills, by the way, are 4-1 in the regular season. And the other reason you might think that is they've played, I believe, 4 or 5 times in the postseason as well. So that also
probably why
it feels like it. And by the way, I think they're 0-4 in the postseason.
Yeah, they have not beat them in the postseason. But the NFL doesn't have, like, you know, they have division scheduling.
Yes.
In other words.
But then there's also, I think,
there's
3 or 4 randos that get thrown in too. Because you play your division each twice, you play 2 other divisions, and then I think there's 3 that they just throw. Like the Super Bowl rematch is usually every year. The one at the start of the year is a marquee matchup.
So the league picks those. Well, the league picks all the games, but yes. I just mean, like, the league will say, hey, this is a good matchup. Let's do this game.
Yes.
On those other 3?
Yes.
Huh. I guess
it is based too, like, on strength of schedule. So the fact that the Bills and Chiefs are always good, that they it's easy to throw those in. And so I do think we don't get it every year. Like I said, I believe this would be the sixth time they've played, which I believe, in 8 years then. Because I think Mahomes is in his eighth year in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the text line is saying it's not random. It's the first place teams from divisions play each other.
Yeah.
And so because they keep finishing first, that's why they play each other.
It's the formula. They do that?
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, division opponents basically play each other twice a year, obviously, but the four winners make sure for the next year get put on the schedule as part
that.
Of the NFL formula. So they really do.
Okay.
If you keep winning the division, you're going to keep playing those opponents.
Okay,
year.
That would be why we've seen Bills Chiefs so much.
I wasn't certain because I knew the division thing. I knew the other two divisions that everyone plays. So like the Seahawks and the 49ers, they're all, and that's how you get scheduling parity. Like, you know. And
but
then,
we got Bills Ravens, though,
yes.
at the start of the year, and that stands to reason.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we get it again. Bills Chiefs.
And I'm excited about this because, well, when's the last time that these two teams played and neither one of them, and I know it's early in the season, but neither one of them controls their own destiny. Neither one of them's in first place.
Yeah, no, it's a big game.
And the loser of this goes to, like, if the Chiefs lose 5-4, if the Bills lose 5-3, and you look at especially with the Bills, the way the Patriots are playing, and the Patriots already have a win over them, and it's a pretty soft schedule. Look, this is a big game for the Bills. It really is.
Who do you like? Who's Bills favored? No, Chiefs favored.
Chiefs
by
favored.
A couple.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's.
They certainly look better than the Bills.
Let me pull this up and see where it. I want to say it's 2.5, 1.5 right now, according to BetESPN.
I don't step in front of Mahomes.
That's it,
ever.
When you look at what Kansas City is doing right now, it feels like you're getting Mahomes 3.0, right? When he came into the league, it was this downfield Tyreek Hill just slaughterhouse. And then you had the Vic Fangio thing where everyone started playing cover two and keeping them in front. And they got rid of Tyreek Hill and it became a different offense. And dare I say, it was kind of boring. It was, you know, underneath stuff, check down Charlie, scramble around on third down, and it was effective. I mean, my God, they won a Super Bowl. They played in another Super Bowl. But it wasn't really exciting Mahomes, and it felt clunky, right? And you wondered, is the fastball gone? Are we seeing kind of a lull here with Mahomes? And then the start of the year, right, they lost a couple games. Lo and behold, we get a little better offensive line. We get their offensive weapons back. And you're seeing Mahomes in a new way. It's not quite the old Mahomes because this isn't the same sort of team. But you're seeing him now more pocket manipulation. It's not about just getting rid of the football, throwing to all areas of the field. And he's back to being the FU, don't bet against me. So, as much as Buffalo is a great team and Josh Allen MVP and they're at home, Mahomes is entering that territory where bet against him at your own risk.
I will not.
No, I'm with you. I just think right now the way they're playing, and I hate to admit it because I was hoping that Kansas City was kind of over, at least for a little bit. You know, the Patriots went on like that. Was it like a 9-year break in between winning Super Bowls? I was kind of hoping that Kansas City was about to hit that lull. They may be back.
Well, they're certainly good.
Yeah,
they haven't gone anywhere. They had a couple games where they were pretty sloppy, though.
Oh, but again,
they were early in the season
and they were missing a lot of pieces.
Yeah, that game against the who did they lose? Oh, that Jacksonville game was pretty sloppy. I mean, they should have won that game.
Yeah,
come on, man.
But you know, they start out. They lost to the Chargers and they lost to the Eagles. And then they lost to the Jags, and it was kind of like, well, what do we do with this? And then they beat, at the time, we thought that Lions team was the best team in the NFL.
They looked great in that game.
And they bitch slapped them.
Oh, my God.
And then they annihilated the Raiders, which, whatever. And then they annihilated the Commanders. No offense to the Commanders, but whatever. And now, this is where I'm really excited here. These next 3 weeks for Kansas City, you got at the Bills, at the Broncos, home with the Colts. We are going to see just how good this new 3.0 Pat Mahomes and this offense really is. Because those are right now three legitimate contenders. Bills, Broncos, Colts. I'll tell you right, like, I'm salivating. As much as I'm excited about seeing the Bills game, I want to see the Colts. Because the Colts right now make an argument best team in football. But also the Colts, Dolphins, Broncos, Titans, Raiders, Cards, Chargers. not exactly a who's who. And they've got Steelers and Falcons, whatever. And then we get them at Arrowhead. That's got potential to be game of the year right there. Because that's either Mahomes plants his flag and says, dude, we're the best team in the NFL. Or my God, if the Colts go into Arrowhead, if Daniel Jones goes into Arrowhead in 2 weeks and slays this Kansas City team the way they're playing, dude, buckle up. Jim Irsay, ghost train coming right at you.
You know, Mahomes almost has as many rushing yards already as he had last year.
Well, and they can't. That's if you want their kryptonite, they do not have a great run game.
Well, and Pacheco's out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
So I guess that means Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. I'm assuming that Mahomes is their leading rusher, is he not?
No, Pacheco is.
Pacheco is?
Yeah. But
is it close?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all three. I mean, they all three have hold on.
Yeah, Pacheco has 329 and Mahomes has 280, and then Hunt at 245.
Yeah. So they're all right there. But
sure.
Pacheco's out this week.
Yeah.
Hunt is in there. Should be a good game, although I think the Bills are pretty banged up on defense too, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're licking some wounds. I think Ed Oliver, too, he's got a torn bicep. And, like, if you tear the long head of your bicep, you can just ignore it and not have surgery, and then your arm is never quite the same. If it's the short head, then you actually have to have it fixed. And so be interested to see what he decides to do with that.
All right. Well, this weekend in college football is going to be a bit of a problem for some of us. We'll get to that next on 105.1 The Fan. Coming up, we have the latest on the saga of LSU football.
Yeah.
Man, it's good.
Things are going great down
Got
there.
Got my popcorn out. Yeah, they are not going great down there. Not. But this weekend in college football, there are some good games, but for those of us that have YouTube TV, it's going to be a struggle.
Hmm.
I don't know. Well, you don't have YouTube TV.
I do not.
But just this morning, we woke up to the news that YouTube TV and Disney are fighting.
Yeah, they're like blacking out the game. So that's like what, ABC and ESPN?
ESPN and ABC. So that means if you have YouTube TV, you will not get the Vanderbilt-Texas game this weekend. You will not get the Miami-SMU game. You will not get the Georgia-Florida game. You will not get the Oklahoma-Tennessee game, among other games.
Yikes.
That pisses me off.
So I guess you'll be stuck. You got you get Penn State, Ohio State?
Yeah,
boy, you want to talk about a game that just at the start of the season you were clamoring for, and now just who gives an S? Although in the world of college football, you know what's going to happen now is that Penn State will beat them. 3-4, fire their coach, and yet somehow they'll find a way to win this game.
Well, I will be able to see. We will be able to see USC Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be on NBC, and then there's another one on NBC. I thought
ABC. You get you're gonna
I
miss.
Can't get that.
You can't get that.
Indiana Maryland's on CBS.
Boy, man, you're getting thin there, huh?
Yeah, it's rough. Not happy about it.
You really want to watch Indiana and Maryland? You want West Virginia and Houston?
No.
Boy, that stinks. Do you get the Pac-12 championship? Where the hell is that thing at?
Oh, Washington State, Oregon State?
That's CBS.
Hey, all right. CBS Sports Network?
No, just CBS, it says.
Wait, what? Big CBS? Yes.
It just says CBS.
It is. It's what it said.
Hey,
I'm reporting
it's
it.
It's one half of the Pac-12 championship, baby.
Well, even Schultz though, is reporting it.
Baby, yeah, that's how excited I was. Except it's a non-conference game, so this is like...
Yeah.
Remember when you were a kid and you'd watch like the wrestling and it would be like two big stars, but it'd be like, this is a non-title match. And that way you knew the champion was going to lose and still somehow retain the belt. Yeah, Washington State, Oregon State in a non-conference game. Yeah.
Should we watch that?
I try to keep an eye on the Cougs, and I watch most of the Beavs, but I'm not going to lie. That's the point.
That's pretty rough.
It's pretty rough.
But hey, if you only have CBS and not the other channels, what the hell else am I going
to
watch?
Get yourself a streaming box. It's the way to go.
Dang it.
I want to see Vandy, Texas. I'm intrigued.
Well, again, that's on ABC.
I can watch
it. I'm going to have to go to a bar. Maybe I'll start... That's my excuse to tell my wife, I'm heading to the bar at 8:30 in the morning.
There you go.
Sorry, babe.
Bloody Mary's
going to be gone all day.
If I had to pick one.
The game of the weekend?
Game of the weekend. I think I'm...
It's probably Vandy, Texas, isn't it?
I think if I'm watching, and again, I've got a little West Coast bias in me, I think I would watch USC, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like, one, I know Texas is not good. I know Texas isn't good. Arch may or may not play. I don't care. They should have already had three losses. Somehow Mississippi State let them back in. Texas is going nowhere. I am intrigued to see if Vandy can keep this going, because that's just a fun story. And they finish with Auburn, Kentucky, and Tennessee. If they get by Texas, look out. Vandy has a path to the playoff. I'm intrigued. But SC in Nebraska, I think that's where, if I only could watch one game, I think I'd put my eyes there. Because for both of those squads, this is do or die. Like, this is everything.
Would you like a gambling nugget on that game?
Yeah, give me a little nuggy. USC, by the way, favored by, I think, four and a half.
So the Trojans of USC mm-hmm. have played in the Central Time Zone 16 times. They are 1-15 against the spread.
Dude. Well, and Lincoln Riley just on the road.
They lost to Illinois already in that spot.
Yep.
Earlier this season. I don't know what it is, but USC, Lincoln Riley as a road favorite is not a great bet, or it traditionally has not been.
Lincoln Riley just on the road, period, let alone giving points. But I've seen, Nebraska is not good. USC.
Well, that doesn't mean they can't. I mean, there are a lot of teams that aren't good that win games like this. I mean, it happens.
I'll say this right now. There is no excuse, none, for USC, which is more talented, can score points, can play defense when they want to. There is no excuse for them going on the road and losing to Nebraska.
Well, it's kind of, you're right. That's probably the game of the weekend, because it's kind of it's that for both teams.
Yes.
Like, USC better win this game.
Yeah.
If Lincoln Riley is making progress, you got to win this game.
You have to.
But then you could say the same thing about Nebraska. If Matt Rhule is making progress, they better win this game.
You know, Nebraska, you just gave extra years and more money to Matt Rhule for some reason. And that dude has done exactly jack-ass since being there. And you've only played two. Like, you look at the teams you've played. I mean, his biggest win at Nebraska is probably Cincinnati. And it's 23rd rank, USC. Like, do something. You're wearing the black shirts. They're making this a big deal. Like, this is the Matt Rhule defining game. And I like USC. I think USC's good. I think they're better than people give them credit for. But if this is, like, everything you're hanging your hat on, and then USC comes in there and scores 40 on you, do you sit around and be like, oh, my God, why are we fawning over a coach that really hasn't done much there? So, yeah, I just think there's real interest in this for me.
So the LSU situation is quite wild, and we're here for it. We'll give you the latest on that coming up next. Oh, and I have another tease. I have Holly Rowe news.
Oh.
Your girl, Holly Rowe.
My gal.
So for those that are new to the program, we have to reset Holly Rowe's love of Big Sook.
I appreciate that you bring this up every time.
Well, it's important to the story.
I'm excited to hear the story again.
Oh, yeah. Holly Rowe, it just means more to Holly Rowe.
It does. She loves the O-line play. Oh, she's a big fan.
We will get to those items coming up next before In the News here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.